Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I'm going to highlight a program today called Insights. Now, Insights features professionals in many fields who share knowledge in their areas of expertise so that they may learn of both things heaven and earth. And today I'm going to be talking about an episode that profiles a character that we're probably all very familiar with, and it's Abraham Lincoln. Now, Abraham Lincoln was well known, obviously, in history for not only being the president, but he also is a historical figure praised for his character. Now, this episode is called Abraham Lincoln, God's Humble Instrument. And it talks about stories of him growing up and ways that his character was shaped. So go ahead and listen in.
To understand President Lincoln, what events and ideas in his youth and in his younger life shaped his character, do you think, the person that he would become?
Well, right off the bat, that's got to be his mother. Nancy Lincoln died when Abraham Lincoln was 9 years old. And the story goes that she called him to her bedside, him and his sister Sarah, the only two siblings in the Lincoln family, and asked Abraham Lincoln to be kind to everyone in the world and just to be a good boy. Lincoln always remembered that charge from his mother. In fact, there's also a story that later on that his Lincoln told a man that his mother asked him to never smoke or drink. And Lincoln never did smoke or drink or gamble. And he told one person who was trying to offer him a drink in his later life, he says, well, maybe this is a time to break my mother's promise. And he told him the story. And the man said, oh, no, I don't want you to break your mother's promise. And he never did. I don't want to get off on a tangent, but when Lincoln became president, a delegation from the Chicago Convention came to his home. And he and Mary, his wife, had an argument because Mary said, this is such a special event, you've got to have an appropriate beverage to serve these distinguished guests. And she meant some kind of brandy or alcoholic beverage. And Lincoln considered it, but in the end, he did not serve alcohol. He wouldn't let Mary go purchase any. And so when they came, she came out with a pitcher and cups of water, and he told them that we don't drink in my house, so you're getting a drink of Adam's ale. But his mother was a factor, and a year later, when his father came to meet Sarah Bush Johnston, she was a widow, and she came into Lincoln's life with the three children, which is a remarkable thing. We can all know how difficult that is to blend families, and for a woman to come in and take the place of a young boy's mother. Sarah Bush Johnston was remarkable in the way that he loved her and she loved him. And she made the comment that he never lied to her. He never dodged. He always did everything that she asked him to do. And she said, he never gave me a crossword, nor did I ever have to give him a crossword. His mother's, Nancy, his angel mother, which Sarah said, she'll be your angel mother and I will be your fill-in mother. They were probably the greatest influence in his life.
Now, he was born in Kentucky?
Kentucky.
And where were all the places that he lived?
He was only in Kentucky a short time, and then his family moved to Indiana because his father was anti-slavery. Most of the people in the country, particularly in Kentucky, were pro-slavery, and they say that was one of the reasons he wanted to leave Kentucky. He moved to Indiana, southern Indiana, and that's where Lincoln grew up as a boy until in his late teens they moved to southern Illinois. And that's where Lincoln lived all the rest of his life until he went to Washington.
So what were the kind of circumstances that he lived in?
Oh, extreme poverty. The first home that they lived in the wilderness, it was a three-sided building, and there was a fourth side open. They just lit a fire in the front of that open side. There's a term for that building, and I don't recall what they call it. But that was the first year that he lived, and there were bears and mountain lions, and he talked about how fearful it was at night because they could hear the wolves and the animals, and there's open – it had a shelter, but there was a fourth wall open, and the only thing protecting them was a fire. His father was never wealthy. He struggled to make a good living, but he was a good man. And so Lincoln lived in poverty. He knew poverty very well.
And he knew hard work.
And he knew hard work. He did work very hard. Speaking of work, he did not like farming, and he didn't want to become a farmer or anyone in that. He was always reading books. And his stepmother said he was always reading anything get his hands on. But he would take books to the field, and when there would be a break, he would immediately find some shade, lay on the ground and prop his feet up on a tree and read. And there was one time when his father lent him out to work for another farmer. And so this farmer noticed that Lincoln was always wanting to read, and he made the comment, "You're not very much for this work, are you?" And Lincoln looked at him. Lincoln was about 16 at the time. And he said, "Well, my pa taught me how to work, but he never taught me how to like it." Lincoln and his father used to spend the evenings. Obviously, they don't have the entertainment we do. They would spend their nights telling stories. His father was really good at it. Lincoln got to be extremely good at it. And through his life, he was known as a storyteller. He would tell stories to make a point. And he used the example of Jesus because he was very well read in the Bible, how Jesus taught in parables. Lincoln was always linking a concept to some kind of a story, all through his presidency, all in the years up until his presidency. Many of them are very comical, and at nighttime people would gather him around to say, "Lincoln, stand up and tell us some stories." And he would do that into the night, and all of his friends would be drinking and gambling, and he'd be the life of the party but would never drink.
You can hear the rest of this interview and many more stories about Abraham Lincoln on mormonchannel.org, and you can also check out other episodes from the program Insights. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can give us a shout-out on Facebook or on Twitter. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily has been brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.